Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, February 21st, 2025. Maine Attorney General Aaron Frey and attorneys general from 22 other states have joined together to file an amicus report and issue a public statement warning against efforts to defund and shut down the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB. Reading from their statement released yesterday by New York Attorney General Letitia James, quote, "The CFPB is an independent agency that oversees big banks, lenders, credit card companies, and mortgage servicers, and ensures companies are following federal consumer protection laws. Since its creation, the CFPB has helped millions of New Yorkers and Americans by helping homeowners facing foreclosure stay in their homes, stopping banks from charging junk fees, and returning more than $20 billion to the pockets of consumers nationwide." Attorney General James and the coalition argue in the amicus brief filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland that dismantling the CFPB would significantly harm consumers and hamper enforcement of federal consumer protection laws. It goes on, quote, "On February 9th, the Trump administration directed the CFPB to stop all of its ongoing work and to not begin any new investigations. The CFPB was formed in 2011, following the Great Recession, to enforce federal consumer protection laws. Since its creation, the CFPB has worked with state attorneys general to address consumer issues related to banking, student loan services, mortgage servicers, auto lending, and other consumer financial matters. The CFPB has also partnered with attorneys general to stop deceptive, unfair, and abusive conduct by companies. As a result of the Trump administration's actions, the nation's largest banks are no longer being closely watched for compliance with key consumer protections by any federal regulator," end quote. New York Attorney General Letitia James added, quote, "Eliminating the CFPB will hurt everyday people and benefit billionaires like Elon Musk and his friends. The CFPB has put billions of dollars back in the pockets of Americans by going after predatory lenders, deceptive companies, and slashing junk fees. The only reason to get rid of this watchdog agency is to protect bad actors. Working families need the CFPB, especially as rising prices are making it hard to make ends meet and put food on the table. My office is leading this coalition to help protect the agency that has protected all of us," end quote. I'll include a link to the amicus brief in the show notes on the archives for today's program at weru.org if you'd like to learn more. This afternoon, starting at 4:10 p.m., one of the more precise starting times I've seen, there will be a talk at College of the Atlantic that's open to the public on carbon and colonization, some thoughts on environmentalism and an illiberal age. That will be presented by environmental and indigenous historian, conservationist, author, and former Blue Hill Heritage Trust director, Hans M. Carlson, and it's going to be at COA this afternoon at 4:10 p.m., free and open to the public. It's at the Center for Human Ecology in Room 202. In Augusta, the legislature's joint standing committees have several public hearings scheduled for Monday. As of Thursday afternoon, there was no word on the date of the public hearing for LD 226, an act to protect the cultural resources and historic heritage of Sears Island and Searsport by extending conservation easement protections. That's one that people have been watching for. You can get the details at legislature.maine.gov, including finding out how to send in written testimony or information if you're interested, and also how to watch committee meetings or the full session in action on your computer. They stream those things live. legislature.maine.gov. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, have a good weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.